I'd like to invite the children that are here to come up for our children's message. Come on up. Great. Hi. Yeah. You heard Elder Ted was just reading to us about something from the prophet Isaiah, and he said, "Arise and shine," and then he gave words that said that and it was going to be like 600 or 700 years later, the birth of Jesus, when all of a sudden you had these magi coming. You know what magi are? Magi? Well, sometimes we, in that first hymn, did you hear them singing, "We three kings of Orient"? Well, the three kings, we often call them magi. They were kind of like ministers in their own culture, which was a place called Persia. And so when they saw this big star that was in the west, they came from Persia and traveled, and they followed that big star, and that's why we have it up here, that they found, and it was kind of like hovering over Bethlehem. And so they followed that, and that's where they found Jesus. And Isaiah said that they presented him with gifts of gold and frankincense, and there were three kings, and so there were three gifts. And so we have gold and frankincense, and in our gospel lesson, something called myrrh. Now, do you know what gold is? What is gold? Do you have gold? You have gold? Yeah? You got gold? Yeah, I've got gold. Anybody got gold out there? Okay, so we're good on gold, right? Okay, we know what gold is. Metal. Gold. Precious metal. Yeah, so that was a nice gift for them to bring. They brought also something called frankincense. Yeah, sounds big. Sounds kind of like Frankenstein, but it's not Frankenstein. Frankincense. What do you think frankincense is? Any ideas? Well, yeah, it was a spice. It was a very precious spice. And guess what? I have got some frankincense that Henri and I got when we went to Israel. And this is frankincense, which is mixed with olive oil, and it was used, it was a spice that was mixed with oil, and it was used as a perfume. And do you want to smell it? Okay, this was used as a special perfume. Does it smell like cinnamon a little bit? Yeah, it does a little bit. That's right. Okay. And so this is, yeah, with a little blue thing around it. This is frankincense. It's a little sticky here, but let's see. I bet I have the official pastoral tissue. There we go. Well, it is olive oil after all. Okay. But that's got a little blue band around it. And do you think maybe, Riley, could you give that maybe over here, and we'll let this side of the congregation start, and they can pass it around and smell it. With hesitation, they can smell it. And then they can pass it back and pass it around the sanctuary so you can smell. And that's what frankincense smells like. I can see that Breed really loves it. Okay. Well, that was that. Now, what about the other thing? Gold and frankincense and myrrh. M-Y-H-H-R. R-R-H, myrrh. Okay, guess what I've got here? What does that say? I should have read the box. See, M-Y-R-R-H. So this is myrrh, which is mixed. And do you remember the words from the hymn we just sang? It says, "Myrrh is mine, it's what? Bitter perfume." And this was not mentioned by Isaiah, but myrrh was a spice that was used at burials for preparing bodies for burial. Now, does that smell pretty or not? You're looking like not. It's kind of a bitter perfume, isn't it? Yeah. Well, that is myrrh, and maybe you could start this over there. I can see that Mr. Suarez is dying to smell that. There you go. No pun intended. But that was a I didn't even think of that. Okay, but that is what myrrh was. So gold and frankincense and myrrh. Those were the three things that were brought. And so I got you a picture here. This is what was taken from the front of the bulletin. You can take that with you. And since the choir doesn't have anything to smell, I'll let you pass around the pictures over here. And you can smell the spices after the service, maybe. Okay, but you see there are the three magi, and they are carrying three gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And so they were coming all this way from a far distant land following the star so that they could see Jesus, because they remembered that prophecy that came from Isaiah. So very, very special time. And here we are 2,000 years later, and we're celebrating the same thing together. So let's have a prayer for Epiphany, okay? This is Epiphany Sunday. Dear God, we thank you for this wonderful celebration of the Magi coming from a far land in the east called Persia, looking for Jesus. May we also look for Jesus in our times to bring light to our world. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Okay. We're going to go to church. Good.
Whew. My hands smell like frankincense and myrrh now.